The second reading this morning is taken from the New Testament, the book of John, chapter 20, verses 19 to 23. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, when it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God.
Be asking you to participate in the meditation this morning, and that's why you will need to have this insert handy. There are three songs: "Breathe on Me, Breath of God," "Come and Fill," and "Healer of Our Every Ill." And I will cue you as to the time when you should sing them with me. The Lord is with you. Do you know where that ancient greeting comes from? The book of Ruth, the first mentioning of that greeting is Boaz calling out to his farm workers, "The Lord is with you," and they answer back, "And also with you." I had a perverse little twinge this past week thinking I'd try that with a construction site and call out, "The Lord is with you," and see what kind of response I might get. It just was a natural flow as Boaz called this out to his workers, as the angel said this to Gideon and to Mary. And how appropriate that it's part of our Christian liturgy and that we say this on Pentecost Sunday as we celebrate the presence of God with us by his Holy Spirit. So we're going to be looking at some images, just very briefly, of the Holy Spirit on this Pentecost Sunday. The first one is the breath, the wind, that God is as near to us as the very breath that we breathe, so effortlessly, without really any intentionality. Ever since you were born, you have been breathing. And since walking in this place this morning, taking in the breath, this breath of God, the Spirit of God breathing upon creation from the very beginning in Genesis. In Luke's account of Pentecost, it's a mighty rushing wind filling the house. And then Jesus talks about the Spirit being a wind that's a mysterious wind that chooses where it's going to go. And in the passage that Sharon read for us, John's Pentecost, Jesus breathes on the disciples and they receive the Holy Spirit. Now, one of the things that we often misunderstand about Pentecost is that it was not the time when the Holy Spirit came to take up residence on planet Earth. Sometimes we have the idea that the Holy Spirit just had a visitor's visa and came occasionally to planet Earth, but at Pentecost, he got his permanent residence card. Actually, the Holy Spirit has always been present. This has been the main habitation of the Holy Spirit. But Pentecost ushers us into a whole new realm, the realm of the Spirit. It's kind of like Sirius satellite radio. When we bought our new car, we got a free subscription to Sirius Satellite Radio. I'd heard about it before, but really didn't pay much attention to it because we didn't have the technology or the account to access it. And what a whole new world opened up for us. All of our favorite music and our beloved CBC radio, even in the deserts of Nevada, went with us, accompanied us. And that's a bit of the analogy of this gift of the Spirit. As we inhale the gift of God's breath, as we inhale the breath of life, is transformed into oxygen that goes to irrigate and pump over our bodies and irrigate every cell of our body so that we have renewed life. Isaiah says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall rise up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And so part of the celebration of Pentecost is this gift of energy and life and vitality that comes because of God's goodness. So take a few deep breaths. And as you're inhaling, say this little prayer, Holy Spirit, fill me. Holy Spirit, fill me. And then we're going to stay sitting and sing, Breathe on Me, Breath of God. A second image of the Holy Spirit is that of a dove descending. Now stand up and take a look at that beautiful banner, and those in the balcony will have to come down and check it out later. But just take a look at the beautiful banner that Anne Bellamy made. It usually hangs in our seminary commons for chapel at Taylor, but it makes a migration every Pentecost Sunday. Comes back home. It's a homing dove. Back to First Baptist, and it will stay with us till fall because the descending dove is one of those symbols of the Holy Spirit. The dove descended upon Jesus at his baptism. The Holy Spirit hovers over creation like a dove. So there's a beautiful image there. I must confess, I get a little bit nervous about the idea of a bird hovering over me. I've been bombed a few times by seagulls and pigeons. And so my favorite image of that is going out in the ravine and standing really still at certain places and putting my outstretched palm with a little bit of bird seed and waiting for a chickadee or a nuthatch to come and hover over my hand and feed it. And I feel like St. Francis. Something so peaceful about, so still about that act of feeding a bird. And this hovering dove speaks of this peace that God wishes to fill his people with. I really think we underestimate the healing power of the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. God is the great gardener. He wants to remove all those nauseous weeds of anxiety and stress and resentment that eat up our lives and destroy our physical well-being. And the great gardener wants to plant an orchard of love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, kindness, goodness, meekness, and self-control. It's a toxic waste removal system that's good for our shalom, our well-being, for our healing. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, be anxious for nothing, but bring your requests to God, and the peace of God, who passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So as you continue to breathe, breathe in the peace of God. Breathe this prayer, fill me with your peace, and then we'll sing it together. The third image we want to look at is that of the anointing oil, and Amanda already introduced us to that so beautifully. From the early times in the scriptures, and then oil is associated with the coming of the Holy Spirit. The leaders of Israel were anointed with oil, and they were visited and received the Holy Spirit to give them the gifts they needed for leadership. Jesus sent his disciples out in the Gospel of Mark, to heal the sick and anointing them with oil. And so the anointing with oil has become a part of the Christian practice of healing. One of the paradoxes of ascension and Pentecost is that Jesus is departing from this world while telling his disciples, I'm never going to leave you or forsake you. And try to figure that out. But shortly after Pentecost, they realize that this Holy Spirit visiting them in power was the Spirit of Christ. And that Jesus' work of healing was continuing on now through the disciples. And so just a few days after Pentecost, Peter and John can walk up to the lame man by the temple and say, Jesus Christ heals you. Pick up your mat and walk. The Holy Spirit is the great healer of our ruptured and broken world. We know the time is coming when the curse will be lifted. And all the brokenness and suffering will be taken away. In the meantime, we live with one foot in the old order of disease and death and suffering, but one foot in the new order with kind of our necks craned looking toward that future that the Holy Spirit has for all of creation, for the healing of creation. And once in a while, we get a little foretaste, a little inbreaking of that. Through the ministry of healing. It doesn't always happen that way. We still get sick and die. But we're graced as these Pentecostal people to have one step in the old world and one in the new and to have this inbreaking of the Spirit of God. So today, as we minister the anointing oil, the healing risen Lord is among us to come to you. And my question for you in a moment of meditation is, what is your greatest need? What do you want Jesus to do for you? Ponder that, and then we'll sing together.